Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Vargas, and you're listening to My Swift Journey podcast, my adventures of becoming an iOS developer.
Hey everybody, it's Joe, and you're about to listen to episode 16, which I recorded 2 days ago, and I'm just looking forward to publishing this one. I'm about to edit it right now. I'm a little excited because I already know the end result to what I'm about to tell you, and I cannot wait to record that said end result tomorrow. So episode 17 will be published later this week with the results of what I talk about in episode 16. So look forward to that. Can't wait to record it. I'll see you in the next one. Hey everybody, it's Joe. It is Sunday. Sunday. I was pulling up my phone here. I'm so sorry. Sunday, December 4th. It's 11:57 p.m. That's right. 3 minutes from midnight. It'll be December 5th, Monday. So this is episode 16. And it's been a minute, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month that I've recorded an episode. But this one's kind of special crazy, a special kind of crazy maybe. I probably shouldn't even like be recording this now. I am about this is my day 12 of 14 currently at my work. We all know that mess. So I should probably be asleep by now. But I just feel like I had to record this as soon as possible, only because depending on how this week ends or how this week begins and ends, I could record another one maybe 6 to 7 days from now for a follow-up. Again, episode 16. And the reason why I want to record this as soon as possible, again, I should be asleep by now. I got to wake up early in the morning just to get ready and go to work and all that stuff. It's it'll be my day 13 of 14. And but I wanted to record this tonight because it's maybe talking about it will like help me feel better, help me sleep better. And, you know, maybe we'll see how it goes. But reason why is because recently, or actually when on my days off last month, I was approached by a company who found my profile online, and looking at the company name, which I'm gonna let them rename anonymous, because I don't want to put their name out there, and you know, until I'm comfortable announcing who they are. So they approached me like on the first, maybe a midway of my night shift last month. And they were very impressed by my resume, at least the HR person or the project manager. And she wanted to get to know more about me. She was very impressed by like the objective on my resume, which I boldly have as I don't remember unless I pull it up now, but I'll just summarize it. She was impressed by how I boldly asserted myself as like, hey, do not be afraid of my lack of professional experience because my passion for iOS development outweighs that lack of professional development. And she pretty much told me that herself when she first interviewed me. But again, let me go a couple of days before that. She reached out to me and she wanted to talk to me more. So she's like, hey, can I schedule you for an interview? We can talk and get to know you, get to know the company I'm with. And they're looking for somebody with skill sets like you. I'm like, yeah, great, sure, yeah. You know, the more the merrier. And this was during my, you know, time working. And it was something that I was looking forward to. And, you know, one, it's going to be my days off. Two, you know, I have an opportunity here at hand. So I finally interview with her. She gives me the rundown on what her company is and does and the kind of people they're looking for and the kind of clients they have. And I was just blown away, you know, and she, again, she told me that she herself was fully impressed, you know, that I boldly put that my passion for iOS development outweighs my lack of experience. And she told me that is what caught her eye. And I was happy about that because, you know, it was a hell of a bold move for me to put that. You know, some people who, you know, I don't know, they would be a little bit uneasy about that. But gladly, you know, she was impressed by it. So after talking about for 30 minutes, this was on a Thursday. And I don't want to pull up dates here or anything. A Thursday on the 10th of November is when we interviewed. And, you know, again, she really liked me and, you know, what I was about. And she was like, you know what, I really want to put you through the application process and I want to set up a meeting with you with, and I know his name, I just don't remember his position. He was like some sort of operations manager, operations manager, that's what he was. And she was like, can I set you up with a meeting with the operations manager on next Monday? And I'm like, yeah, great, go for it. So I interview with the operations manager on Monday. That would be on the 14th of November. And it was one of the coolest interviews that I ever had. I've had some, thankfully, 85 to 90% of the interviews I've had so far were from people who understood and like they understood technology and like we were able to talk and find common ground on, you know, on things like that. You know, I have friends who enjoy fishing and I hear them talk about fishing and how they enjoy it, why they enjoy it, why they do it, you know, as a hobby. I have friends who enjoy working on cars and stuff like that. And, you know, here I am finally in my element talking with this operations manager about, you know, development and things of that nature. And it was so cool because he told me after he asked me to tell my story, he replied back saying, you know what, Joe, you and I have a lot in common. He didn't exactly say that, but I could tell the verbiage. He pretty much told me like back in the late 80s, early 90s, I was working with this company. And I found a hobby, an interest in development. And I started working on it on my own, self-taught. And I even tried, you know, applying for open positions that were available within my company. But I didn't get through. And then finally, I got my big break with the company. I got my first developer job and I started building my skill set from there. And then I moved on to working, you know, with other companies and, you know, he mentioned some pretty big names in there One of them being Apple, and I really can't remember, but when he said, you know, I work for Apple, like right there, you know, full stop. That's all I needed to hear. Like, this guy was like really legit. Like, he had experience. Excuse me. I don't know what it is. Must be the weather or something. I'm just like, my throat's going dry. Take a sip of water. I'm so sorry. There you go. he was telling, as I was listening to his story, like this, I'm listening to like myself, hopefully 20, 25 years into the future. I can see myself telling this same similar story, to somebody up and coming like me. I am like right now, like I was seeing myself talking to somebody, 25 years from now, like, I started exactly where you are. I know what you're going through. I know how tough it is to be self-taught and just grinding and just looking and waiting patiently for that opportunity. Like, this guy just got me. Like, I actually exhaled a sigh of relief. Like, okay, I can, you know, save my breath and, like, you know, ensure or like feel comfortable, like this guy knows where I'm coming from. So, and we talked for a good hour, and it was, again, one of the most enjoyable experiences of interviewing, because, again, this guy, the fact knowing that he knew where I was coming from, I can just, okay, I'm, you know, just be comfortable knowing, like, okay, he knows what I'm going through. I don't have to sell myself that hard. I don't have to sell myself my passion for wanting to do iOS development full time as a career. I don't have to sell it that hard because this guy understands what I'm going through. So that in itself was like a real relief. And at the end of it, he was like, you know what, Joe? I really want you to move forward with the process, with the application process. And I want to set you up with a meeting with two of our senior developers. And I can set that up in a couple of days. And while you're at it, bring some code with you. That way you can present it to them. And they're going to ask you questions, and you just to get a run through, just to get a feel for your code, why you wrote it, you know, and stuff like that. I'm like, great. So he set it up for the following Wednesday, which was November 16th, I see. And I met the senior iOS developer and another senior developer. I forgot what his focus was on, but I didn't talk to him much. He was just pretty much like a spectator. The one who was asking me all the questions was the actual senior iOS developer. And you're probably wondering, okay, Joe, what code did you bring? Well, the code I brought was the code for the clone Uber app. I mean, because that's all I've been working on this whole time, almost 2 months now. And thankfully, and if I can like just go back a bit, they're looking for somebody who is experienced, but at least experienced with Swift UI. And the Uber clone is, you know, all built Swift UI. And I'm glad I had a demo. You know, the code was good enough for me to show authentication, show the finding the user's location. And also, you know, when the user chooses whichever destination they want to go to, it actually shows a polyline from the user's location to the destination. And again, the how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to get there, you know, how long the fare is going to cost and stuff like that. You know, that was when I was showing them all that, and after it was all said and done, the one part that, you know, they wanted to ask me questions about was like the animation of it all. Like, because they saw like, okay, when I choose a destination, I get the choices of like Uber X and whatever, like the other two tiers. I forget, I'm blacking out. But there's like three tiers I had. And when you like tap on one, it like comes forward and the other two just, you know, go to the background. They were just very curious about that animation. And I, you know, I just showed them the bare bones code, like the code for, you know, I put on screen. I raised the font, you know, for they can see it, how I did it. And they were just, you know, so, you know, I'm not going to say blown away, but they were just like so fascinated that, you know, I kind of, the UI was like very, very similar to the, you know, the actual Uber app. And they asked me like, Joe, what made you choose to like make a replica of this app? And I'm thankfully, you know, I had an inspiration for this, and I think I might have mentioned it in the previous podcast and not one prior, was that, you know, I found that guy's idea, his post on Upwork.com, where he wanted, his business was like, he wanted an app where it was like a AAA, you know, married, you know, Uber. And like, you know, somebody got a flat tire or somebody had engine trouble or somebody, you know, ran out of gasoline on the road and, you know, they needed help and they automatically use, you know, his app or whatever to summon some help and like register, you know, hey, you know, I'm out of gas or flat tire. And, you know, somebody would, you know, see that and they would, you know, drive over and assist that person who asked for help. And I told him, you know, that's where I was inspired. I went through Upwork.com and I found some ideas on there. And I was like, you know what? Let me try and replicate this. I'm not going to make it, you know, go put it into production. But at least I can like find an idea and like actually try and put it, you know, into code and try and build it myself. So that, again, they found fascinating on my way of grabbing ideas and trying to make them into reality. Regardless if they're going to be production or not. They were really interested in finding my thought process and how I made things flow within the app. And they also really enjoyed how the authentication part, you know, with a user signing up, you know, the flow of it. They're able to register a new user. It authenticates correctly. They're able to upload an image, and once that successfully uploads, it like just takes them to the home screen, asks them permission for location. You hit OK, you hit allow, and it just like finds their location, zooms into a region, and they're set to go. So that lasted about a good hour of interviewing with them, and like even the other guy. The other developer watching, spectating, he, you know, he didn't have that many questions, and I was kind of uncomfortable with that. I don't know if it's because, you know, the other guy was asking the right questions and I was answering back, or, you know, maybe he didn't have any questions at all, and, you know, he didn't, you know, I don't know. But I was like, well, you know, I'm taking the, you know, the I'll take the one where, you know, he didn't have questions because maybe I did answer them all or I hadn't, you know, something. Maybe he enjoyed it. I don't know. But it went very well to where, like, they said that they wanted to move me forward. Now, in this case, would be the fourth and final step of a coding challenge. And I'm like, great. So they gave me access to a repository on GitHub, and they gave me access to that repository on the 18th of November. And they said, look, you know, here's a repository of an app that we built in-house. And there's six listed issues that, you know, you can work from, choose from, and you don't have to do all of them, you know, just do the ones that you're comfortable doing. And, you know, take care of it. And they were also very explicit on like, hey, do not take all day. Just take 2-3 hours, max 3 hours. and do the issues, complete the issues that that you can take care of. Now, I don't remember all six issues listed. I'm pretty sure if I pull up the repo, I can find, I think I might still have access to that repo. But the two that I chose was the one issue where they were pulling an image from a remote URL, and they were pulling it in and rendering it as a UI image and then displaying it. The other one that I chose to complete, I can't remember, but maybe hopefully explaining grabbing the URL for that image, I can remember the second one I worked on. So the way that we're grabbing that image was not traditionally set or applied with the method of getting that remote image and ensuring there's actually an image. And then once it's ensured, pull it down and render it. So they wanted to basically use URL session. In this case, the way they had it, it wasn't using URL session. And I applied the use of URL session. And I made sure that, you know, to safely unwrap the image, if there's actually one that is present. If not, display a default image, which is a local image file in the app. And it was a logo of the company. That was the default image that would render, that would show, just in case there was no image from the actual remote server. And the other issue, well, not exactly an issue, it's pretty much a feature that I picked from the list, was creating a detailed view of a selected rocket launch. So I probably should have started off like, what kind of project was it? So it was pretty much a project built to where it lists, it pulls down data from a remote server of rocket launches, previous rocket launches that NASA has launched. So just to review, so it was pretty much the first one I fixed was implementing URL session to safely pull down an image from the server, and if one couldn't be found, display a default image. And the following feature that I implemented was a detail view of when the user taps on a rocket launch, which is presented in a table view controller. When the user taps on a certain launch, it shoots them over to a detail view controller that shows another image of that rocket launch. It shows the date of the launch, the shuttle name, and any details, description of that certain launch. So that's what I implemented for that certain project, and I submitted it. I started off around 10:30 in the morning, and I don't think I completed those tasks until maybe about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And it was kind of like nerve-wracking, because that same day my sister was coming into town, and that said day was on the 18th, so she can spend it with me for the Thanksgiving holiday. So it was kind of nerve-wracking, because I was trying to concentrate on working on that project, and then also, you know, making sure my sister was okay and coming up to visit me, which is a 5-hour drive. And I was a little nervous, because even though I completed the tasks, I was still a little bit nervous, because I kind of took a little longer than I expected to. And but I just knew I did my best, and I submitted the project, and I emailed the project manager saying, hey, I just submitted my pull request. Sorry. I just submitted my pull request. I told you this is going to be like on the fly recording on this. And I just submitted my pull request, and, you know, I look forward to, you know, hearing what you all think. So the weekend went by, and on the 21st, the following Monday, I heard back from the project manager, and she said, hey, and again, it was a weekend, and this is the first time I'm hearing from them on the since Friday, I understand, and this is the first time I'm hearing from them, and she was like, hey, thank you for submitting that, you know, the team is going to review your code today, and you should hear back from me, if not this afternoon, by tomorrow morning. So on the 22nd, which is the following day, on a Tuesday, I got an email from the project manager saying, you know, we were really excited to let you know that we reviewed your code and we want to bring you on board. And the reason why I am talking this slow, like a robot, is because I am looking for the actual email that I received from them. And is it this one? Yes. Yes, it is. Let's see. And I'll read it to you too. And again, I'll just make sure I leave out the names until I feel more comfortable in announcing that. They said, good afternoon, Joe. I am pleased to let you know that after reviewing your coding test, that we would like to move forward in our process by discussing with our client to bring you aboard our team. This step can take a few days, and with Thanksgiving holiday, I expect we won't have any feedback until mid next week. Everyone in our hiring team is excited at the opportunity to work with you. We have already broached the subject of bringing a more junior developer with our client and have preliminary approval. So now we are submitting your specific details for them to review. And let me pause right there and reading it. That's where, like, my, in a good way, my heart, you know, fell to me, like, the pit of my stomach. I was like, am I really reading this? Like, this is, I was so excited. I wanted to, like, throw up. I have no idea why anyone would need to feel that way in such excitement, but just reading those words were just like freaking awesome. And, I don't know how to explain myself. Like, I just couldn't believe it. I was reading these words. Like, even after how I felt that Friday, I'm like, yes, I did my best, but it's like, I also feel like, maybe I didn't do my, I still had some sort of doubt in me, you know, that, again, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just a natural human reaction to feel a certain way, but here I am, reading this email from them, and I was just blown away. And let me continue reading. Once we have information from our client, you will hear from me or so-and-so, the CEO, in the next few steps. Again, I hope to have this happen by mid next week. Please let us know if you have any questions or concerns. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And, you know, even though I was excited that I was reading these words, for some sort of reason, I was still like, so I know you said that you're waiting for your client, like, how sure are you that, you know, I'm going to get this position? You know, I still had this doubt, maybe because I couldn't believe it. Maybe because I had this doubt that, you know, did I or did I not, you know, get it, you know? But then after, you know, having this internal power struggle with myself for about an hour, I get another email that says, good afternoon again, Joe. Each year at company name, we send an end of year, new year gift. We are hopeful enough to plan having you aboard in the coming new year. Can you please send me your t-shirt size for this gift planning? And I was like, okay, you know, if that, that right there to me personally was like, I did get it, because I don't know any other company that would send out a gift, especially a shirt with a company's name and logo on it, to somebody who does not work with or does not, you know, plan to be working at, you know, at a certain point in time. And that right there in itself was like a little solidification for me that I'm in, They're just waiting on this client, and the fact that the client gave preliminary approval on bringing on a junior developer like yours truly. And that email was about a week and a half ago or so. The last time I heard from them was on, let's see, last Tuesday, which was the 29th of October. And they were just, they emailed me, just, you know, they also wished and hoped that I had a great Thanksgiving with my sister. And they were emailing me just to confirm my annual rate. That way they can submit my profile to the client. Now, that was last Tuesday. That was 5 days ago, give or take. And I have not heard back since. And as you can imagine, my anxiety has been like just increasing by the day since then, especially since I didn't hear anything back by last Friday. But I get it. The holidays got in the way, and I know things got a little bit pushed back. So I'm keeping patient. And today is Sunday. It's, now it's 12:30, so it's now Monday. And I'm hoping to hear back I'm hoping to hear back as early as today. So we'll see. And it wouldn't be, it would be the best time, if not today, tomorrow, to hear back some good news, because I'm ending my current hitch right now with the company I'm with. And like, to be able to like walk in on Tuesday or leave the doors on Tuesday and hand my 2 week notice, it would be, you know, needless to say, a great feeling. And yeah, that's where I'm at today. But I also wanted to give a tip here before I let you all go. I know a lot of people, and I see it online, on Twitter especially, and just people who are starting off with iOS development. And there's this, you know, hey, SwiftUI is new. It looks easy to learn. Should I learn this first before jumping into UIKit? Or I hear, you know, I need to learn UIKit before I go into SwiftUI? And from what I've seen from seasoned iOS developers, if not professional, a lot of them, I don't know what it is, but a lot of them seem to say that, hey, you know, you don't have to learn UIKit because Apple's moving forward with SwiftUI, and it's going to be, you know, here as the main framework in no time. And while that may be true, I still feel that you should still start off learning UIKit. And that's because the project that I was given for the coding test, it was all UIKit. You know what? Now that I mention this, one of the features or fixes, one of the 7 features or fixes that this company added for me to add or implement, they asked implement a Swift UI view in the project. And this project was all UIKit. With that being said, at this point, just by that coding challenge, I have to side on learning UIKit, you know, before jumping into Swift UI. If you already if you're like neck deep in learning Swift UI right now, that's fine. Great. Good for you. And I'm glad you're learning it. I hope you're understanding it, but take the time to actually get your hands dirty in UIKit. Because let's say next week you hear from a company that you've applied for saying, hey, we really are interested in you and we want to start the application process. And let's set up some interviews. You know, you pass the first screening and you say that, you know, I'm really good at Swift UI. I start off with Swift UI, this, and this. And they might, I emphasize, they might throw in, what is your experience with UIKit? And if at that point in time, if all you've started learning was Swift UI, that's going to catch you off guard. you know, and let's say they don't ask you, what's your experience with UI Kit? They really like your personality. They really like that you're learning Swift UI. You showed them some projects that you worked on. You even demoed them to them. And they're like, hey, you know what? We like what you know you've put out there. We like your projects. You seem like a great guy. You look a really good learner. Let's move forward, and you know, set you up with a coding challenge. And you're like, great. And then they throw you a curveball, and it's a UI Kit project. This whole time, since your start of your journey, all you've worked with is Swift UI. How comfortable would you be staring at a UI Kit project? You might, you know, it's if you haven't touched, if you haven't messed with UI Kit, most likely you're gonna just be Googling from sunup to sundown, looking for solutions, and you know, posting on Reddit, posting on Stack Overflow. When I received that UI Kit project, and again, they had already told me we're looking for somebody with Swift UI experience, and I was like, I'm your dude, you know. you know, I was excited to hear that because again, I now with working with the Swift UI, with the Uber clone, I was like, cool, you know, I'm really comfortable with Swift UI because of this project I'm working on. Great. And that's what I've been working with Swift UI for almost 2 months now. And then they hand me this coding challenge project built on nothing but UI Kit. For a good 10 minutes, I had to like remember, I had to channel my inner Joe of like learning UI Kit, of what I've learned all this time. And I had to take a moment to actually like settle in, like, hey, this is a UI Kit project, bro. I know you've been working on Swift UI. You're so, you know, you're on the roll with that. But hey, let's dial it back down and, you know, go a little old school with some UI Kit. You know, let's go through this project. Let's see how this table view is set up, where it gets its data. You know, the columns, rows, the views, it had custom views. And, you know, again, I had to take a moment and step back and like reevaluate, like, oh, whoa, you know, let me, you know, look at this project again, slow it down a bit. Because I didn't know what kind of project I was expecting. I was expecting a project to do. I was kind of thinking like, okay, they're looking for a Swift UI guy, you know, they might toss a Swift UI project to me. But nope, it was a project built on UI Kit, and you know, just looking at the project, just messing with it, it wasn't a huge project, it was not. But if they told me, hey Joe, over the weekend work on this project, it's a UI Kit project, but we want the same functionality, the same look of it in Swift UI, if they would have told me that, I would have been in paradise. But the fact that they wanted me just to work on it solely, and it was a UI Kit based application, you know, that really kind of caught me off guard. But I was still comfortable enough to go through it and implement a couple of features that they wanted fixed or implemented. So in summary, you know, if you're learning Swift UI right now, if that is your first framework you jumped into to learn about Swift UI, to learn about iOS development, I highly encourage you to like brush up on some UI Kit because it's still out there. Yes, Apple is moving towards it. It's the future and everything, but you gotta realize that these companies still have legacy code coming from Objective-C that they barely caught up to porting it over to UI Kit. And now Apple throws this, you know, fastball at these companies saying, hey, you know, UI Kit, and that's another one that's gonna, you know, be deprecated in the coming years, and we're moving forward, and I hope you all can catch up, if not already be caught up in porting it over, writing all that code to Swift UI. But I think companies are like, have their backs against the wall right now, that they're on limited time and they need these projects ported over, not only from Objective-C to Swift, you know, aka UI Kit, and Swift UI, but you know, with them hearing that Swift UI is the future, now they're looking for people to help port that over from UIKit to Swift UI. So, you know, that's the nature, that's the game right now. And from what I've been told during this whole interview process with this company, they're looking for somebody who has Swift UI experience, because the client that they're talking to, they've already been convinced that they want all projects, all current to future projects, written in Swift UI. So again, but that doesn't mean, you know, if you sign up or if you apply for this, a company looking for somebody who knows Swift UI, that they're not going to throw a curveball and have you work on a UIKit project. Again, companies out there with these legacy codes, code bases, it's all, if not majority of it, it's all, you know, in UIKit, and they're looking for somebody to port it over to Swift UI. So keep that in mind as during your learning journey. Again, I was I didn't plan to like record this today, tonight, so I didn't have much plan other than what I've just told you so far. I did not even you know what? Wow, it just hit me. I did not have a you know what I like to do before I let you all go, and that is a present you or introduce you all to a who you should follow. And I'm just going on a fly here, and the only reason why I'm choosing her is because I just saw a recent tweet that was pretty funny that she put out there. Her name is she goes by Via, and she goes by the Twitter handle, and a little weird saying this, but her Twitter handle is Coding MILF. I'll leave it at that. I'll put it in the description for you to follow. She was actually in the presented, or she was a guest speaker on the iOS Development Happy Hour, which now that I mention it, that's this coming Saturday. That would be December 10th. Saturday, December 10th, your boy will be there present. She was presented or she was a guest speaker a couple of months ago, and she has a pretty much a typical self-taught developer story. But hers, you know, it's more was more of a challenge for her, because, you know, as a single mom and going through a rough relationship, I mean, her story was just awe-inspiring, that she was able to go through adversities, personal adversities, just, you know, things like that of that nature, and still have the motivation to continue learning and, you know, trying to do better for herself. That way she can, you know, support her kids and stuff like that as she's going through this relationship, a bad relationship. And I'm going to use her. And the only reason why I just remembered and to choose her is because, like, she found this weird art in a bathroom stall or something. That just made me laugh. So I'm going to use her as who you should follow. And again, her name is Via, goes by @CodingMilf on Twitter. And you should like go check her out, give her a follow. And I really wish that like when iOS Dev Happy Hour had her as a guest speaker, like they would like, you know, record the video and maybe put on YouTube for people to see later down the line or whenever. But she has a, you know, a very inspiring story. I found her very inspiring. Like, even for me, who, you know, doesn't have kids, doesn't have to worry about supporting kids and going through a terrible relationship and stuff like that. And for me, just to be blessed and, you know, have a calmer life and still be able to do what I do to be able to get myself where I want to be. Her, like, she's a rock star. Like, for her to go through what she went through and still get a full-time iOS developer gig. And I almost failed to mention that she went from self-taught to actually getting, being full-time Swift or iOS developer. I mean, come on. If her with obstacles like her can, you know, still make it to the top, you know, anybody can. And, you know, especially with somebody who doesn't have that many struggles like I do, you know, that doesn't have that many obstacles like I do. It's just, you know, very inspiring to hear her story. And I was really happy that I attended that specific event. And again, their next happy hour is this Saturday, December 10th. And I'll make sure to also not only put Via's info there for y'all to give her a follow, but I'll also remember to put a link to the event page of the iOS Dev Happy Hour where you can register and get the link later as the weekend approaches, and that way y'all can attend. And if you see me there, say hi. You know, send me a message. Say hi. It is 12:42 in the morning, Monday, and I should really be asleep by now. So I'm going to leave it here. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'm sorry if it's just like, you know, I just got into it, you know, and stuff like that. It's just something that I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to hear. Also, before I let y'all go, I don't think I had this already in the previous episode. I announced it, but I designed a logo for a hoodie for now, and I have this hoodie on sale not on sale, but I have it selling on Etsy. And it's a pretty sweet hoodie. You know, it's unisex. It's for men, women. If you're a coder, you'll probably enjoy it. If you're not a coder, but you know somebody who is, if it's for you, if it's somebody you know that does coding and it's a hoodie that they might like, you might like it because it's a pretty, pretty sweet hoodie. And I'll make sure to leave that linked in the podcast description. Whew. All right, y'all. It's time for me to go to sleep. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. And I really hope this podcast, this episode gave you some value. I hope this whole podcast gives you some value, if not entertain you in some form or fashion. But big thanks. And, you know, I took a glance at where the audience is at, and you guys are all over the world, and it just boggles my mind. It just blows my mind as, you know, little me recording episodes, you know, in a little corner of the world, and somebody across the pond, whichever, the Atlantic, the Pacific, you know, y'all, somebody out there is listening. And, you know, if you're listening to this, you know, please, I would love to hear where you're from, you know, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, what you want to hear more in the show, what you want to hear less of the show. Please, I'm open to suggestions. And just the fact that, you know, y'all listening, just if you want to just say hi, hey, I listen from this country, or I listen from here, you know, whomever, you know, it would just really mean the world to me, honestly. And, you know, I love, you know, recording. I love sharing what I've gone through, what I'm going through. And, you know, just I hope it's beneficial for you. And I hope that, you know, I say something or I advise something that that you've, you know, had in your mind of, you know, and you wanted answered and no one was answering it. But I briefly mentioned it on an episode. I that would give me so much joy just to hear back. So, again, y'all, thank you for listening. Be good to yourselves. Be good to your neighbors. And happy coding. See ya.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney. Click on the message button and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.